Hello, this is Susan E. Sponberg, and I'm going to read a bedtime story to you. But if you're already asleep, you can listen to it for a breakfast story. And some of you know that I have qualms about reading published materials into Audioboo or other sound recording social media type sites because of copyright infringement. So I'm actually have a book here, a little book, Swedish book, about a boy and his friend, the giant bunny, that is a picture book and has no words, so I'm just going to describe the pictures to you, and that will be your bedtime story. And it is called Conning Pocket. It's Bunny Package, something like that, by Lena Anderson, who's a quite well-known illustrator in Sweden, maybe of children's stories, but maybe other things too. I just know her work as a children's illustrator, and I like her so much that I have bought a bunch of children's books because of her drawings. So on the cover of the book is the little boy, who is probably a toddler. He still has that sort of chunky little body that toddlers have, and those chubby little feet and hands. And he's very Scandinavian looking, with a round face and rosy cheeks and big eyes and a whole lot of blonde stick-outy hair. And the bunny is as tall as the boy is, and he's white. And he has sort of pinkish ears, and they're dark gray at the tips. And the bunny is holding a package of some sort, amateurishly wrapped in white paper with red ribbon. And the little boy has on his yellow nightshirt, and he's holding the corner of his pillow, which has a white case with some blue dots. And at the very beginning, the boy is sleeping with his head on his pillow, but suddenly he sits up partway, all alert, his eyes really big, because he's heard something that awoke him. And he gets out of bed, and he's standing with his hand to his ear to hear better. And he has a look of anticipation on his face. He's not frightened. I think he knows what's coming. And sure enough, here comes the giant bunny with a package wrapped up for him. And on the facing page, from the bunny presenting this package to the boy, who is now smiling quite happily, is a very nice watercolor drawing of what is inside the package, and it is a beautiful Macintosh apple. And now the bunny comes back again, and he's very gleeful because he's got another package under his arm, and he's really quite excited about it. And the boy is standing there in his yellow nightshirt with the apple before him on the floor, but his arms outstretched to receive the new package, and he's pretty happy about it too. And it is something green, and let's say it's a cucumber, because I can't. It's big enough to be a cucumber, but it looks more like a pea pod, but we will say for our purposes that it's a cucumber. And here comes the bunny, and this time he's entering quite dignified with the package held aloft. And in front of the boy is the cucumber stacked on top of the apple. And the boy is reaching up into the air because he's very excited to receive the next package. And on the facing page, we have another lovely watercolor, quite realistic watercolor, of a red tomato. So in the next page, we have the boys stacking up the tomato on top of the apple and the cucumber. And the bunny is standing there with another package, suspiciously shaped package, and he's licking his chops because that stack of fruit and veg that he sees in front of the boy is looking pretty much like what he would like to eat as well. So then on the facing page, the suspiciously shaped package has been opened to reveal a nice big carrot. And now the bunny is really in a good mood. He is dancing. I mean, he's shaking a leg there. And he has a package that he's waving around in the air. And the little boy is pretty happy too. He's got his arms raised up and he's also dancing with excitement over what's in the next package. And the apple, the cucumber, the tomato, and the carrot are neatly stacked on top of each other, magically balancing, I might add, in front of the boy on the floor. And what was in the dancing package was a quite nice, although it has a couple of bruises on it, banana, very realistically rendered in watercolor by the illustrator. Now, the bunny walks in. I don't know, he has a funny little look on his face. He seems quite happy, but he's got a look of sort of anticipation on his face. And the boy is gazing at him in sort of wondering what's happening next. And the precariously stacked apple, cucumber, tomato, carrot, and banana are there poised on the floor. And what was in the next package was a beautiful Basque pear. No, not a Basque. I take it back. It's an Anjou. So I guess the bunny really was looking sheepish in that last picture because that was the last package. And the boy feels kind of let down. He's got a little sad face because his packages have run out. And a little worrisome with the pear balancing on top of the banana, on the carrot, on the tomato, on the cucumber, on the apple, because it looks like they're starting to rock a little bit. And they have all fallen over, but the little boy and the bunny don't mind because the bunny does have one more package and he's very happy and running towards the boy, and the boy is running towards the bunny with his arms outstretched and a big grin on his face. It's just a small little package and it's his Nook. So at the very end of the book, we have our little boy back with his hands wrapped around his, gripping his pillow and his head resting on his lovely pillow, and his Nook is in his mouth, and the bunny is creeping away, shh, creeping away quietly, tiptoeing as best he can so that our little friend can fall asleep. And that's the end of the book, which was published in 1986, Lena Anderson, published by Rabin Oshogren in Stockholm. Conning Pocket, Bunny Packages. So you're going to want to run out and get that for yourself. It's really adorable. And I hoped you enjoyed hearing all about the veggies and fruits and the little boy and his giant bunny friend. And that's all from me for now. I hope you enjoyed it.